Well, good evening. I'd like to thank you, church, and thank Pastor over in, I guess he's in Mexico right now, or is he in Texas? He said he's preaching in this village. I don't know how to pronounce the name, so it must be Mexico. But I'd like to thank him for the privilege to preach tonight. If you have a copy of God's Word, I'd like you to open up to the first book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. If you don't have a Bible, the Word should be up on the screen for you. My name is Max Wooten, as I think most of you know. There are some new faces. I know when I came back from working in Texas at a camp all summer, I seen some new faces that I didn't recognize, and I kept up on Facebook, and a lot of people got baptized, praise the Lord, and I seen a lot of people join the church, which is amazing to see. Down in Texas at the camp that I worked at, it's a ministry of the Crown College of the Bible, and what we do every Sunday when we don't have campers on the property is we travel to different churches all around Texas. The one time we traveled up to 4.5 hours to go to a church, and each church we went to was just a huge blessing to the camp staff and to the directors and just to my soul individually. But there was something I noticed at each church, and that it wasn't this church. And every time I went to a different church, the more and more I miss this church, and the more and more I'm thankful for this church and for our pastor and for the leaders that are in this church. So if you ever get a chance, just thank them for following God and just obeying him. We're going to begin reading in verse number 17, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 17. When you're there, say amen. All right. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Verse 26 through 31 is where I'd like to focus tonight. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for how you speak to us through it. I thank you for the gift of prayer and being able to come to you and to ask of you and just to be able to fellowship with you. Lord, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, dying on the cross. I just ask that if anyone here is not saved tonight, that tonight would be the night of salvation. Lord, that you would work in their hearts in a mighty way. God, please don't let me be in the way. I just ask you, please bless the preaching of your word tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, about 2 years ago now, I started at the Crown College of the Bible. And this is something that if you know me before we started at this church or when we first came to this church, you would have never thought that Max Wooten would end up at a Bible college. And it didn't happen on any circumstances of my own, but of what the Lord brought into my life. And this is one of the passages that he used in my life to call me to the mission field. But as I was struggling with just the will for my life that God had, I didn't know what he would have me to do, and I started looking at everyone else in the church. I started looking at other people that I shouldn't have, and I realized, man, like, I don't have anything good to offer God. I went to school to be a precision machinist. Like, what's God going to use that for other than maybe make some money and give back to him? I thought, man, I don't know my Bible very well. I'm not wise. My parents can attest to that. I don't have any other skills in the church. You know, maybe I can usher, but why would God want to use me on the mission field? And he showed me this, that he doesn't use people that are wise. He doesn't use people that have all this strength. Doesn't use people who are always high up in power, that people always look up to and just want to be like them. But they use people like me, and they use people like you. And I'd like to speak tonight on that, just to share this with you, that God can call you and God can use you. Now, in the beginning of this chapter, Paul's addressing the church of Corinth, and he's speaking directly to the brethren. And he says in verse 17, "For Christ sent me not to preach or to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect." We find here that Paul had the same symptoms that I do and the same symptoms that you do. We stumble over our words, as I have already reading through the word of the Lord and just now. But we stumble over our words. We don't have all the wisdom that we think that we need to give the gospel to others. We don't have all the wisdom that we think that we need to maybe start a church or go across the world into Uganda, Africa, and start witnessing to people. But it says that we don't have that wisdom because we need to honor and glorify God. It says, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. If we had power of our own, we could probably save ourselves. But we don't have power of our own. We don't have any bit. It says down in verse 25, the foolishness of God is wiser than men. God's not foolish, but if he was, his foolishness would still be wiser than the wisest man on earth. It says that the weakness of God is stronger than men. If we had enough strength to do anything on this earth, God's weakness is still way above that. And that's why he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross, because there's nothing that we can do to save ourselves. And we find that all throughout the Bible, that God was preparing this. God has created man in this way where we have to rely on him for anything that we do. But what are some of the things that God has chosen? Well, God has chosen the foolishness of preaching. If you go out in the street and you start preaching to the world, start preaching to anybody walking by, what are they going to do? You might have some people stop and listen. Maybe some people go by and tell you to be quiet. Don't say that. You don't need to say that. That's foolishness. Don't say that. It is foolishness when we look at it through the eyes of the world. You know, why should we come up to the world and preach that we are all sinners? Because we don't want to be bad. We don't want to say that we are wrong, and we don't want to say that we're bound for hell without the Lord. It also says that he uses foolish people. Maybe someone that you know isn't necessarily the wisest person. They don't always fit in every crowd, but that's the person that God wants to use. We find when the Lord called David to be king, where was he? He wasn't with his brothers. I bet his brothers looked at him and said, "That foolish David, he's so small, he's so scrawny, we let him take care of the sheep." But God chooses the foolish people and the foolish things of this world, it says, to confound the wise. God also chooses to use weak people. There's a lot of things in the world that Christians want to gain, that we want to do, and we don't want to give up our just time and strength. We don't want to make ourselves look weak, but that is something that God asks us to do. You know, getting up in front of somebody and saying that you're a sinner is showing that you have a weakness, showing that you do not have all the strength that you have or strength that you need to save yourself. And those are the people that God looks for. God also chooses weak things, which can just, that can cover a whole different variety of topics that God can use. God also chooses to use the base things, or like a regular or ordinary thing, and despise things or people. And it says to bring to naught things that are, and things that are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But this verse doesn't leave out the end. The Lord added verse 30 and 31 so that we could understand what we must do to actually accomplish anything. Because if we look at 26 through 28, man, we look at that and say, man, we are nothing. You know, what are we going to do? How are we going to start that church? How are we going to go out and soul win? How are we going to street preach? Well, it says in verse 30, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Everything that we need comes directly through Jesus Christ. It says right here, wisdom. He says that he uses the foolishness of this world, the foolish people of this world, so that Jesus can give him Jesus's wisdom, give him his own wisdom to confound the world. He says that he brings righteousness. Jesus is our righteousness. Jesus Christ died on the cross to save us. And if you believe on him and believe that he did, then you will be made righteous. You'll be sanctified. You'll have redemption. But it says in verse 31 that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Anything that we do should ultimately glorify the Lord. We should never do anything to glorify ourselves. You know, working camp, we didn't get much sleep and we didn't get much time to ourselves. There was 12 of us. There were 5 guys and 7 girls. I think that adds up to 12, right? Anyways, it's been a long summer. We didn't get much sleep, and we were always together. And there's something that you find out when you don't get much sleep and you're around people is that you get tired and you get annoyed. But the one thing that held us all together was to do things that glorified God. Whenever I was walking down the fence and I was weed eating in 105 degree weather, man, that was miserable and I hated life at that second. But then I realized, man, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm not doing this for these kids. I'm doing this to glorify God. There was a man that came through, Truman, Brother Truman actually worked with him down in Atlanta, Brother Mark McElreef. He's a graduate of the Crown College. And there was something that he told us just concerning the mission field. He said, as you go to different places, don't go for the people. He says, you go to glorify God and you go to stay in his will. His people will fail you. You don't do things to please them. You don't do things to make them happy. You do everything to make the Lord happy. But I believe the Lord had me to share this with you. I'd like to ask Matthew to come along now. And I guess he can put you to sleep.